USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says he authorized a Chinese surveillance balloon to be shot down days ago.
After days of watching it float across the United States, the U.S. shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina today.
I want to compliment our aviators who did it, and we'll have more to report on this a little later.
President Biden says he gave the order to shoot it down on Wednesday, but military fears of the balloon coming down on a highly populated area led to the delay in shooting it down until it was over water. I'm John Schaefer.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the U.S. will collect the remains of a Chinese surveillance balloon. On Twitter, he condemned China's president for his brazen incursion into American airspace, as well as praised Biden's leadership. Millions living in the Northeast are under wind chill alerts. Forecasters say a polar vortex sitting directly over Maine will create wind chills of 30 below zero in some parts of the region. Officials warn that could cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. A number of cities across the state have opened up public warming shelters. Good news from the CDC on monkeypox.
The CDC reports the number of new daily cases is dropping drastically, hovering in single digits compared to 450 new cases a day back in August. More than 30,000 Americans were diagnosed with monkeypox during last year's outbreak, including 23 who lost their lives.
That's Lance Pry reporting. Americans are racking up a record amount of credit card debt. A new report from TransUnion puts the total at $930 billion in the fourth quarter of 2022. That's an 18.5% jump from the prior year. The average credit card balance rose to just over $5,800 as consumers increasingly rely on plastic to pay for food and rent. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Memphis police are firing a sixth officer who was involved in the fatal arrest of Tyre Nichols. In a statement, MPD said Preston Hemphill violated five departmental policies and he was fired Friday afternoon. They went on to say the investigation into Nichols' death is ongoing and other officers are also being investigated for policy violations. A driver is in the hospital in critical condition after he was shot in a possible road rage incident. It happened in Riverside, California. The shooting happened yesterday while two children and a woman were inside the car. No information on the suspect was released. It's the case of the missing chicken wing.
A school worker in Chicago is being charged with stealing more than $1.5 million worth of chicken wings from her school district. Vera Liddell, the food service director, accused of ordering more than 11,000 cases of the wings before picking them up in a district cargo van from the school district's food service provider. Court records show that fraud began at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic when children were not able to attend school in person. The theft was discovered during a mid-year audit when the district realized it was $300,000 over its food budget. Liddell is jailed on $150,000 bond. As for the wings, no one knows what happened to them. I'm John Schaefer.
The Powerball jackpot keeps on growing. It has now reached $700 million ahead of tonight's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.